Hello everyone, I am Manoj Sathe and today we are going to learn yet another chapter in the functional administration, that is chapter number 19, that is landscaping and gardening. So you may wonder why this type of chapter is included in the functional administration, what is the relation? So although I agree that all the organizations or all the business units doesn't have their own large space to maintain the garden or landscaping, but yes, there are a lot of multinational companies or big units or big groups, they maintain their own gardens or they have huge space where the plants has been planted. So how to take care of that, all that plants, we will see in this chapter. So what do you mean by landscaping? Landscaping refers to any activity that modifies the visible features of an area of land, including living elements such as flora or fauna, or what is commonly called gardening. The art and craft of growing plants with a goal of creating a beautiful environment within the landscape. So that is why many places like Japan, Singapore, Europe, they give a lot of emphasis on the landscaping activity. In India, specifically in the metro cities like Mumbai, where there is a lot of space crunch where we cannot use fully the landscaping, but yes, minimum thing we can utilize the space neatly, etc. So natural elements such as landforms, terrain shape, elevations or bodies of water. Abstract elements such as weather and lighting conditions. So all these play an important role. So actually, if you go back to the history, the landscaping and gardening is since from the Roman era, plus Chinese and Japanese also included, plus the Chinese, the science of Feng Shui also emphasizes lot on the gardening, lighting and landscaping options. So in the Western countries as well as in Japan, Korea, Singapore, the landscaping plays very important role. If you land in the airport by flight to Japan, Thailand, Singapore, in the airport itself you will see a lot of landscaping options. So it is more popular in these countries than in India. In India also we are slowly becoming aware of these type of options. So then it includes what requires to do landscaping. Landscaping requires expertise in horticulture and artistic design. So horticulture is nothing but a special science related to gardening activities. So that is called horticulture. So there are specific programs also, BSc in horticulture and etc. But yes, it is available in limited number of colleges. Then what is gardening? So there is a statutory provision under Rule 731 of Maharashtra Factories Rules, dated 1963, which stipulates planting of trees in every factory wherein more than 100 workers are employed. So to become proper environmental balance, the state Maharashtra has made this regulation in 1963's Factories Act that any plant which is having more than 100 employees must have necessary trees. This is a norm provided by them that is called statutory norm. That means without that it is will be offense. So they will have proper balance of environment. Then number of trees, their types and their layout would be as per the recommendations of the district forest officer or any qualified horticulturist. So what is the number? How, if the plant is having such size and having 500 staff, then how much minimum plantation should be provided? So these recommendations is done by the district forest officer or any qualified horticulturist. So planting of trees and cultivating gardening shows the concern for the environment by an organization as a social responsibility. So one way the companies focus this as a statutory norm That is the one way, that is the legal way. If they are not planting that many plants, then yes, there is a legally offense that we just now saw what is the act says about it. But certain organizations, they do this gardening and landscaping as their CSR activity. That means corporate social responsibility. They, if you seen the annual reports of Tata Group or Mahindra & Mahindra or even Reliance. So they do a lot of plantation initiative during that particular calendar year. Why? Not because it is not because of any law wants that they should do, but as a corporate social responsibility. As a responsible organization, they want that they should share their some of part of their profit to society, to back to the environment. Then administration has to engage specialist gardeners in the requisite manner. They must have good imagination and creativity and ability to optimally utilize the resources and space. So they should have good number of staffs of gardener equal to the number of trees there, the workload they will be sharing. In some companies, there will be a separate forest officer or the administrative officer who is the in charge of their gardens. Gardening is the practice of growing and cultivating plants as the part of horticulture. In gardens, ornamental plants are often grown for their flowers, foliage and overall appearance. Useful plants such as root vegetables, leaf vegetables, fruits, herbs are grown for consumption, for use as dyes or for medicinal or cosmetic use. Gardening is considered to be a relaxing activity for many people. So many people, they use gardening as a hobby, is a relaxing activity for them. So garden plants need sufficient light and air. Overcrowding of the plants and overhanging by the trees obstruct light and air. So one should take care of particular plant needs particular type of climate. So they should maintain it in a proper way so that the growth of that plant will happen in a proper, in a decent manner. Then flowers. The petals of the flowers have fine scent and great colors. Baby care is required by the administration in the growth and maintenance of the flowers. Indicator boards directing do not pluck flowers need to be fixed at the floriculture area. This is very important because it is the human nature. Not only the youngsters or small kids, even adults, ladies, they feel or they have curiosity, urge to pluck the flowers. So that is why one should put the board such like that, do not pluck the flowers, etc. The administration may fix name boards for the identification of the plants. So that what is the use if they mention, they can mention the name board with the identification plant in the two types. One type is they mention the, if there is any very large banyan tree in one of the factory premises, they can mention their local name, that is banyan tree, and below that they can mention their scientific name also, because the local name and scientific name varies. So that is why by doing this exercise, the organization can put the environment awareness in the mind of the staff and the visitors. Then fruits. The fruits are capable of rewarding value addition to the beauty of the spring blossom, summer fruit and autumn leaf color, which can add much to the general decorative effect of the garden. So this is all about the fruits. Not necessary that every garden must be having a plants which will give fruit, not necessary. Again, it varies. Then herbs. What are the herbs? Some trees and shrubs may be herbs which have culinary or medicinal properties. So they are noted for their aroma, their smell, there is a aromatherapy also, in that lot of herbs are used for the traditional treatments. Herb is added to a meal to get a flavor. For example, mint, coriander, potpourri, etc. These all are herbs. They give an addition or added flavor. Even along with the Domino pizzas, we get the additional herbs to add as a toppings. Then vegetables. A vegetable is eaten as a filling food. It is necessary to provide vitamins, fiber, etc. to our body. So vegetables are essential, which gives vitamins, fiber to our body, and you can say our 60 to 70% food intake constitutes vegetables. Then coming to the essential gardening tools. What are the tools required for the administration department or the gardening department to take care of the daily administrative gardening job? So first, in the picture you are seeing the lawn mower, the lawn cutter that is used to maintain the lawn in the proper shape. Then water sprinkler. There is no need if very large lawn is there in the factory premises or the headquarter or office premises. No need to supply the water timely. You can just put it water sprinklers and they will just on that sprinkler and they can water the plants. Then the pruner is used for cutting. Then garden scissors, different type of garden scissors are used. Hoe is used for digging and all type of things. So other than that, lot of artificial or herbal pesticides are also used for the treatment. Antifungal treatment is used to prevent the plants from any harmful insects, etc. So some useful gardening practices. First is repotting. As the plants grow, their roots also grow, and after some time it is necessary to move the plant to a larger plot. Larger pot, you will move that small plant to a larger pot or directly into the area or in the big land. So that is called repotting. Then second tool or gardening practice that is used frequently, that is called weed control. It has to be controlled by hoeing, forking, removal by hand, mulching or by chemical treatment. So that is called weed control. Then next gardening practice is bonsai. So bonsai is nothing but a technique for creating a miniature replicas of mature trees by a careful root and stem pruning. So there is a technique that if you adopted, the regular growth of that tree doesn't happen and it is has having a curtail growth, and you can do this bonsai the normal height of a mango tree can be around 80 to 100 feet, but the bonsai of the mango tree look like 1 or 2 feet, but it is a costly affair. The technique everyone is not aware. So this technique has originated in the Japan. Earthing up. The act of drawing soil up around the base of the plant to stabilize it against strong wind to prevent light getting to a crop. So that is called earthing up. Then next one is the pot culture. The practice of growing plants in clay containers made of porous baked clay, having drainage holes in the bottom to allow surplus water to get away. So that is called pot culture. So some more useful gardening practices such as pruning. So pruning is the process of trimming a plant by cutting away dead or overgrown branches. So that is called pruning. So it is a weekly or periodical activity. It is essential for the further growth of any plant. So this is all about the landscaping and gardening, which comes as an essential part of the functional administration department. As I told you in the introduction itself, that not all the business unit is having large landscaping or gardening areas. But yes, today a lot of multinational as well as big national organizations, they have their own gardens or landscaping options. Very good example in this case is the Tata Group company, Tata Power, on the Mumbai Pune highway near Lonavala, near the Valvan Dam. They have their own garden. They have special officers, staff, dedicated staff is located there, and they have n number of varieties of species, plant, flower. And this is a very important CSR activity also, that they have invested that much money in the landscaping and gardening option at there. So the whole of their, not only that area, but they supply that Tata Power garden at Valvan Dam, Lonavala. They supply the flowers from that garden to all of the Tata offices in Mumbai, including their headquarters of Bombay House in the city area of Mumbai. So that is why it has been laid down 50 years back by the Tata Power. So this is how the landscaping and gardening takes an important role in the today's corporate scenario. Thank you.